WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, across the rest of the world as well. This is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. With the new WMFO protocols, I'm doing just the new release show today. We'll focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a new program lined up for you with an hour of music and contains new material from Beauty Queen, Mild High Club, and Samia. Today's reissue song is from George Harrison of his classic All Things Must Pass album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new tune from Laura Stevenson. Decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Lunar Vacation. Lunar Vacation is a newly signed mixed-gendered indie pop four-piece out of Atlanta, Georgia. Grace Popaski and Maggie Gieslin founded Lunar Vacation while still in high school at the age of 16. They're supported by Matteo DeLurgio and Connor Dowd. They are getting ready to release their record label debut full-length album, Inside Every Fig is a Dead Wasp, later this year. I first featured them on June 9th with the single Shrug. With the album scheduled for release on October 29th, they released another pre-release single. This is called Mold. New music from Lunar Vacation here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Are you in love? I saw you walking by a trailer, but I get tired after a while. It all seems busy. Change your hair to get sponsored and sell your days. I'll talk, but I'll probably do it later. I'll take it as a lucky favor. I could be anything you want to.
New music from Beauty Queen here on 91.5 WMFO. Beauty Queen is really Katie Fanatello, a bedroom pop, grim pop singer-songwriter originally from Hawaii, but now makes Los Angeles her base of operations. I first found her in 2020 with the release of her debut single, Two of Us. Flash forward to 2021, Beauty Queen has just released that new single, Real Life, on July 28th with the help of Henry Nowhere producing. Henry Nowhere is the backing band member of Daywave, and he's also launched a solo career as well. Changing musical direction with a tune from Golding and Kalen. Golding is an unsigned indie pop duo from the Gold Coast of Australia. August 4th, they released a standalone single, Boxing Underwater. The song itself is the story of a young couple navigating the waters of a long-term relationship. To help tell this story, the duo has called upon the vocal talents of Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter Kalen Russo, and it sounds just lovely. Check it out for yourself. New music from Golding and Kalen here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Boxing underwater, I don't have to tell you. Roll up another one, we could fall in. Tell me what to do, is it strong enough for you? All we have to lose, don't you ever doubt it. Boxing underwater, I don't have to tell you. Roll up another one, we could fall in. Tell me what to do, is it strong enough for you? All we have to lose, don't you ever doubt it.
Better not feel you ever giving up. Don't ever think you're not enough, oh. Better not feel you ever giving up. Don't ever think you're not enough, oh. Can't breathe till I get high. Not till I get higher. We only get closer if we can get higher.
Boxing underwater, I don't have to tell you. Roll up another.
safe to me. Cause it's not like you like, it's not like you like any others. So come on and hear me out. Let's go scream show. Maybe you fight this time around. I'm around. Cause it's a race for careers. It's a life won't.
WMFO, Freeform Radio, Tufts University. My name is TK. This is Music You Might Otherwise Miss, the new release show. We finished there again with School of X. It's the moniker of Copenhagen-based artist Ramus Lotar. Calls himself School of X as a tribute to experimental 1960s Copenhagen art collection of the same name. He's even assembled a collective of his own in the same city. But Lotar's arty inspirations and aspirations don't drown out his pop sensibilities, like on that tune, Race for a Caress, which is a pre-release single of his yet-to-be-released album, Dancing Through the Void, which is set for release on September 24th.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Ready. Next up is a new one from Mild High Club. Mild High Club is essentially Alexander Breton, who fronts the band. They split time between Chicago and Los Angeles. Mild High Club blends alt-pop with synths and heavy reverb to make their sound. I first found them in 2016 when they'd only been together for a couple years but released two full-length albums. Since then, it's been quiet until now. They're getting ready to release their third studio album, Going, Going, Gone, on September 17th. Song I have for you right now is the pre-release single. This is called Me, Myself, and Dollar Hell. New music from the Mild High Club here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
America, what the fuck?
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Laura Stevenson right after the latest here from Sheen. New music from Steen here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned into the new release show portion of music you might otherwise miss. Steen are two brothers, Elijah and Isaiah Steen. They are from Orange County, California. They launched their debut single, Red Lights, in April of this year. They are now back with their sophomore single, What Day Is It? That just dropped on August 6th. All right, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist. I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Laura Stevenson. Laura Stevenson is singer-songwriter musician from Long Island, New York. Laura also is the keyboard player for the music collective Bomb the Music Industry, and also Laura Stevenson and the Cans. As a solo artist, she released 5 albums, all on Don Giovanni Records. It's a label that I follow on SoundCloud, which helps me find artists like her. And the latest being self-titled, her album, that is. It came out on August 6th. The song I picked to share for you in this feature is called Continental Divide. So this is Laura Stevenson. She is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Granted, your sunset's dipping in subtle time, and mine was Thank you.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFOTK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Laura Stevenson and the Cans with their tune Master of Art, which was originally released in 2011 on their album Sit Resist. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from George Harrison. The album that has been re-released was All Things Must Pass. It's been 50 years since it was first released, and it was his first truly solo album after Beatles broke up. A great deal of material used on this album was songs that were unused from the late Beatles days. Phil Spector also helped produce the classic release. It had hits on it, like the title track, My Sweet Lord, and this one, What Is Life? So this is George Harrison with a reissue release of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I can't say.
Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, and online at WMFO.org. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from Foreign Air. Foreign Air is Jesse Klassen and Jacob Michael. They are based in Washington, D.C. Until just like a week ago, they were unsigned, but as I was putting this together for the show, they had just signed to Network Records. That will certainly help their exposure and distribution. They just released that single, Your Touch, on August 6th. I'll be doing another version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. We're doing another new release show, so you get a chance to find your new favorite song with me, Thursdays, 11 a.m. on WBRS.org. Next up on the new release show is a new tune from Bessie Turner. She is an unsigned English singer-songwriter from Suffolk. She has since moved to London. She has just self-released a single, Rushing, came out on August 11th. I really love how new this is. It's really caught my ear in the first listen, and I threw it in for today's show. Really new music from Bessie Turner here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Certain that you hate me sometimes. You'll know.
The latest material from Samia along with Jelani Arare here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. and mentioned before, also available online at WMFO.org. Samia is a rock, pop, indie singer-songwriter from New York City. I first found her in 2020 with the release of her debut album, The Baby. She's back with a new EP, Scout, which had a street date of July 23rd. We just heard there, The Promise. Next up on the new release show is Gawjus, and that's G-A-W-J-U-S-S. They're four guys from Leeds, England. They play some nice indie stripped-down music. On July 9th, they released on Clue Records a mini LP entitled Mixtape 002. It's seven songs deep. The tune I picked for air is Morning, Morning. New music from Gawjus here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Loren. Montreal-based singer-songwriter Loren, a.k.a. Lauren Spear, has announced her debut album, Leftovers, which will be out via Secretly Canadian Records on October 15th. I was able to get my hands on the pre-release single, Diane, so that's what you're going to hear now. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Catch me on WBRS.org on Thursday at 11 a.m. and again here next Tuesday. You all have a great day.
Holds my hand when I'm screaming out like a child who didn't get her way. And I swear if you follow her stare, you can see what you seek and then chase her like a ball on a string. I don't have much to give, but what's mine is hers to share. Could look into the center of the sun, I think I'd see her there. When cherries grew, she knew the sweetest fruit and the ones to toss away. She knows the way that it goes when the heart holds on to a feeling. Our bodies are far apart, but I feel her in the air. of the sun, I think I'd see her there. If I go before her, saw my ashes in her garden, lay my body by her side.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefod.